Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say a very, very big thank you to you. Thank you, Lord, for seeing us through to yet another day in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. They are so innumerable that we cannot count them all. But Lord, the ones we know, the ones we do not know, the ones we can remember, the ones we cannot remember, in all, Father Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for being our God, our sustainer, our helper. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you, everlasting God, for building your wall of protection round about us and all our loved ones. We are indeed very, very grateful. We thank you, we honor you, we magnify your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. My dear brothers, my sisters, my fathers, and my mothers, I want to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God, in His infinite mercies, will show you abundance of His mercies this week in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that indeed you will experience Him in a new dimension beyond that which you have ever experienced Him in the name of Jesus. You will move from knowing about God to knowing God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to share with us what I titled, Empowered to Do His Work. The Almighty God is empowering you, is empowering me to go out there and do His work. And indeed, as you do His work, the Almighty God is strengthening you. Because those whom He called, He equipped. So He's ready to equip you and I to do His work. I'm reading from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 10 to 17. I'm using the Passion Translation. Say, but you, Timothy, have closely followed my example and the truth that I have imparted to you. You have molded your life after the love and endurance I have demonstrated in my ministry by not giving up. The faith I have, you now have. What I have hungered for in life has now become your longings as well. The patience I have with others, you now demonstrate. And the persecution and the difficulties I have endured, you have also endured. Yes, you know all about what I had to suffer while in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. You are aware of all the persecutions I endured there, yet the Lord delivered me from every single one of them. For all who choose to live godly as worshippers of Jesus, the Anointed One will also experience persecution. But the evil men and the sorcerers will progress from bad to worse, deceived and deceiving, as they lead people further from the truth. Yet you must continue to advance in strength with the truth wrapped around your heart, being assured by God that He is the one who has truly taught you all these things. Verse 15 says, remember what you were taught from your childhood, from the Holy Scroll, which can impart to you wisdom to experience everlasting life through faith of Jesus, the Anointed One. God has transmitted His very substance into every scripture, for it is God-breathed. It will empower you by instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right decision, lead you deeper into the path of godliness, then you will be God's servant, fully mature and perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment God gives you. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There we can see Apostle Paul writing a letter to Timothy. And he was telling Timothy about how Timothy has grown and he has more or less become like him because he has followed his footsteps. Say, but you, Timothy, have closely followed my example. Brothers and sisters, whose example are you following? Who is your spiritual father? Who are you following his footsteps? We need to be mindful of whom we are choosing as our spiritual father, as our spiritual mother, in order to guide us aright. May the Lord grant you the grace to choose rightly in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, by example and truth that have impacted to you, you have molded your life after the love and endurance have demonstrated. For those whom God has empowered to do His work, they must operate in love. The love of God must dwell richly in them for them to be able to do the work of God. May His love dwell richly in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle Paul also spoke about having faith and belief in the Lord, trusting Him that He can do it for you. And indeed, He will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what I have hungered for in life, what have you hungered for? Have you hungered for the things of God? Brothers and sisters, you need to desire the things of the Almighty God. You need to hunger after Him. The more you hunger after Him, the more He feeds you. The more He strengthens you to be able to go out and do His work. Our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to His disciples in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verse 6, he said, but I promise you this. The Lord is making a promise to you and I. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be seized with power. You will be my messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea and the distant provinces, even to the remotest places on earth. So for you and I to be able to do His work, we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And may the Spirit of God indeed empower you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that you may be able to go out there and do the work of God. He will empower you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, He will strengthen you. But you cannot be strengthened if you are sleeping. You have to wake up. You have to wake up from your spiritual slumber because you cannot do the work while sleeping. The book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. See, this is why the scriptures say, arise, you sleeper. Rise up from your coffin. And the anointed one will shine his light into you. So you have to rise up for the anointed one to shine his light unto you. And indeed, he will do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. His light shall shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God is ready to revive you. He's ready to strengthen you, but you cannot be sleeping. He tells us again in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 51 verse 9, he says, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that covered up a part and wounded the serpent? God is ready to do His will. He's ready to work on your behalf. He's ready to fight your battle. He's ready to do it for you, as He did on the day of Pentecost. When the Spirit of God fell upon the disciples, the apostles, the Spirit of God will also rest upon you in order for you to be able to do the work of the Master in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's ready to revive you. But brothers and sisters, you can see that Apostle Paul was telling Timothy that he exercised patience. He exercised patience. And at the end of the day, he was victorious. You have to wait upon the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, say, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. You will not faint in the name of Jesus. You will not be weary. You will swell up like eagles. The Almighty God will renew your strength. You will not use yesterday's strength today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God wants to use you. He wants His signs. He wants His wonders to follow you wherever you go. Because you are doing His work. There is no one that God calls and does not equip. He will equip you. You see here in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 19, verse 11. It says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and evil spirit went out of them. Brothers and sisters, God did unusual miracles by the hand of Paul. If God can do it by the hand of Paul, He can do it by your own hands too. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God will empower you. He will equip you to be able to do His work wherever you go in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's ready to equip you, but you need to also have a mind of God. You cannot lust after the things of the world and be ready to do His work. The book of Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 says, you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So brothers and sisters, for God to really equip you, empower you to do His work, you need to put off the old man. Put off the old man that He may be able to use you mightily. And indeed, He will do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He has promised us. He has promised us that He will go to empower us. He tells us there in the book of Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, reading from verse 28. And say, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. So the Almighty God is ready to empower you. He's ready to embolden you. Is ready to strengthen you to do His work. And indeed, He will do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For God can only equip or empower those that are in relationship with Him. Can it be said that you have a relationship with this God? If you do not have a relationship, He cannot empower you. When you are empowered by the Almighty God, you become a terror to the enemy. He will guide your way. He will perfect everything that concerns you. He will fight your battles. I'm not saying you are not going to have battles. I say He will fight your battles and make you victorious. So why don't you accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior? And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that are giving their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the power of God will rest upon you. The Spirit of God will overshadow you. The Spirit of God will empower you. The Spirit of God will embolden you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you will do exploits in the name of the Lord for His glory. Wherever you go, His signs, His wonders will follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.